penalties for Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
None of us should be fooled. None of us will be fooled. There is no justification.
President Biden says Russia has begun to invade Ukraine after recognizing two separatist regions as independent. So the U.S. is slapping sanctions on two large financial institutions and Russia's sovereign debt.
That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing.
The president also announcing sanctions on oligarchs and their family members and U.S. troop movement he says is strictly defensive.
U.S. officials are clear-eyed about what sanctions will do and what they won't do and what will and won't deter Vladimir Putin at this point. President Biden announced he will be sending U.S. troops that are already based in Europe to bolster NATO allies in the Baltics, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. We're awaiting troop numbers from the Pentagon, but we're told that about 1,000 U.S. troops will move from Italy, and some F-35s will be moved into the Baltic states.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just canceled a scheduled Thursday meeting with Russia's foreign minister. Three men convicted of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia are found guilty again in federal court this time of hate crimes.
The defendants' actions and the racism that fueled them have inflicted enduring trauma on Mr. Arbery's family, his friends, his community, and communities across the country.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland praising the verdict, though Arbery's mother says the family forced the Justice Department's hand by opposing a potential plea deal in the federal case. Closing arguments at the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights. Prosecutors call it a crime for them to do nothing to help. The attorney for one tells the jury he spoke up, but was ignored by Officer Derek Chauvin. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Changes are planned by the Los Angeles District Attorney for juvenile cases after a convicted child molester got a shorter than expected sentence for assaulting a 10-year-old girl, then celebrated the current policies in leaked recordings. But critics of DA George Gascon are skeptical of his pledge to make changes.
No one has alleged George Gascon or anyone else in his office had heard the tapes before the DA decided to try the Hannah Tubbs case in juvenile court. But at least one prosecutor in Gascon's office says some of the DA's top aides were aware of the tapes around the end of January. That is when Tubbs was sentenced. That prosecutor also infers that the DA only admitted he was wrong in the Tubbs case and only said he would shift policies on some particularly disturbing juvenile cases after Fox News informed him we were going to air tapes in which Tubbs appears to mock the system.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, an advisor to DA Gascon, calls the content of the jailhouse calls disturbing and shocking, but a deputy DA accuses Gascon of lying about when he knew of the calls. A crossword puzzle gets caught in controversy.
The New York Times taking heat for taking a shot at capitalism in its daily crossword puzzle. In Tuesday's edition, the clue for column 49 down was vice encouraged by capitalism. Greed was the answer, and critics quickly pounced, calling out the paper for suggesting that capitalism enables greed. One Twitter user jokingly wrote, "Fun fact, in socialist and subsistence economies, no one is ever greedy for anything." Another tweeter accused the paper of hypocrisy, writing, "New York Times charges for their crossword puzzle. Isn't that an example of capitalist greed?" One user didn't understand what all the fuss was about, noting, "It's just a crossword puzzle." Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Big sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all tumbling more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.